AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The Environmental Protection Agency is now overseeing waste removal operations in East Palestine, Ohio, nearly a month after an overloaded train derailed and spilled tons of toxic chemicals. Regional EPA Administrator Linda Shore.
We have identified EPA-certified facilities that will be able to accept at least some of these wastes, meaning that the railroad will be able to restart shipments tomorrow.
The state says truckloads of waste have already been delivered to licensed disposal facilities in Michigan and Texas. The U.S. is now watching China and warning it not to help Russia in Ukraine.
CIA Director William Burns tells CBS has faced the nation. It's an open question as to whether China will provide lethal aid to help Russia.
We're confident that the Chinese leadership is considering the provision of lethal equipment.
On ABC, Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul said he supports increased U.S. military aid for Ukraine.
I know the administration says as long as it takes. I think with the right weapons, it shouldn't take so long.
McCaul also said it is unfortunate that the Biden administration has been holding off on sending F-16 fighter jets. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of people still don't have power following a major ice storm in Michigan. WWJ's Greg Bowman is there.
230,000 homes and businesses in Metro Detroit were still in the dark, many for the third day in a row. A DTE spokesperson tells WWJ some homeowners won't see their lights back on till Tuesday. Nearly 4,000 crews are working on restoration efforts right now.
More heavy snow is expected in the Midwest tomorrow. Severe thunderstorms are threatening the South. Victims' relatives and survivors remembered the deadly bombing at the World Trade Center in New York back in 1993 today that seemingly foreshadowed 9/11. New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
Just like the memory of the six people who were tragically killed 30 years ago, the unique spirit of New York lives on stronger than ever.
That explosion happened in an underground parking garage, killing those six people. More than 1,000 were hurt. More than 6 months after her death, Australian singer and actress Olivia Newton-John has been laid to rest in Melbourne. Her daughter, Chloe.
She was my safe space, my guide, my biggest fan, and the earth beneath my feet. I know she's here, standing beside me and within me.
Newton-John died at 73 years old after a long battle with breast cancer. She was best known for her roles in Grease and Xanadu. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. STIA.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection. A post-ABC News poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
White people have done things wrong. Yes, they have. There are white people that have done all kinds of things wrong. But guess what? Slavery is over. And the civil rights era, thank God it happened. Because everyone in this country has equal rights. Black people have equal rights. White people have equal rights. We all do as Americans. We all have equal rights.
You're a bad, bad man.
I warned them. You said to save these for them.
I don't recall saying that at all. I think you're just triggering
Frangela
all on your own.
Roll the tape.
We're calling Frangela. Frangela. I think we got you now. Frangela, hi.
Let me tell you something about that thing.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
That thing. I don't even know what she is.
Yes.
I don't know what I can't. The words don't form. I don't know what that is. But what I can tell you is, number one, mm-hmm. I grieve for all white, cis, straight, wealthy men.
Yes. Yes. She, that's what it was. I can spare you that soundbite. She said, I'm going to stand up for white males who are the most mistreated group of people in the country. Who can't agree with
that? I will say this. I don't know who in the black people meetings has been telling her things, but that is, of course, our plan.
did you miss the part? I thought maybe you were late this morning because you were walking by Confederate statue and thanking it.
Like being she proud. Said.
Yes, she said that
let her hear it. Let her hear it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Yeah, here we go. This is 23, sure.
We don't want our statues taken down in our country. I don't think you remove or erase history. So I do agree those statues shouldn't be taken down. They're part of our history. Mm-hmm. We should learn from our history. We don't erase it. But that doesn't make me a racist because I say leave the statue up there. If I were black people today and I walked by one of those statues, I would be so proud. Because I'd say, look how far I have come in this country. Look how far my people have, what they have overcome. And these are good things.
I'm not sure which of your facial expressions is cracking me up more right now.
There was a turn.
No, go ahead.
Tell you, and I've been saying this recently, that Republicans not only redistrict land, but they redistrict reality now. Mm-hmm. And so, what they have done, how can you from one side say...
Say it.
You say, you shouldn't be studying. We don't need to study African-American history. That's God. That's stupid. Mm. That's y'all stupid for that. But when you walk past this Confederate statue, you should bow down and remember and see how far you've come.
Yeah.
What we white people have done. But for you, do you understand how beat up white men are?
Ooh. Thank you, sister. Thank you, Sister Callier. Let me say, if Marjorie Taylor Greene found herself black one day, let me tell you what she doesn't have to worry about. No barbecue will ever get near her. No, she won't be able to smell barbecue. She won't be able to say the word barbecue. She don't get no plate. She don't get no address. She don't get no Evite. Nothing. No paperless post. She can keep her happy, tap dancing. Ooh, her and Tim Scott. That's a couple.
Tim Scott, you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say Tim Scott? Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Well, say his name three times fast and he appears.
I apologize. You brought it up. Okay.
Fentanyl isn't the only poison flooding our countries. Politicians in the culture are getting communities hooked on the drug of victimhood and the narcotic of despair. They are addictive, and they are lethal. People see themselves as victims with no hope, no accountability, and no skin in the game.
Presidential candidate Tim Scott, your thoughts?
I said, what was his name? What was the last tap dancer any of us knew about? Glover?
Lawrence Welk.
Sevion Glover, Gregory Hines.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Nowhere near the skill level, because it is really hard. Tim Scott, you got to give it up. To tap dance while making biscuits and pancakes, that is a skill.
That's a feat. That ain't a skill. That's called a phenom. That's why they allow him to run for president.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just fun for them, you know.
Are we having
one of their people?
Are we enjoying Black History Month? What's the house?
This has been the worst Black History Month. And I don't think they could have been worse. During Trump, I thought that was as bad as they could get.
Right.
But literally every day, somebody is being so out of control crazy. I'm like, can we just have these 28 days? I don't think that's a lot to ask after 1619 to now. Just these 28 days.
Speaking of which,
didn't
Marjorie Taylor Greene just say, I don't want to erase history? Isn't that exactly what not teaching 1619 Project or any kind of racism in school is now erasing history? Like I was saying earlier, the picture of Ruby Bridges. Someone's like, if this little girl was brave enough to do this, your little white kid, Jaden, isn't brave enough to have to learn about it, to learn about our history?
Dude, the best tweet I ever read was, if you were old enough to be a slave, we're old enough to know about it.
Yep.
Right.
And that's from birth.
Right. Right.
I don't want to say what happened at the last Black People meeting regarding her, but let me tell you something. A lot of music is now not going to be played at CrossFit.
This is the worst barbecue ever. I don't know whether to do another serving of Tim Scott or Marjorie Taylor Greene, but I guess we'll do Tim Scott.
Are there more?
You are our nation's greatest enemy. Say you wanted a blueprint to ruin America. What would you put in it? First, you would take aim at our patriotism. So you'd amplify attention seekers who say America is an evil country. Make it easy to get rich and famous by feeding the empty calories of anger to people who are starving for hope. 100 years ago, children were taught the color of their skin defined them. If you wanted to ruin America, you'd bring that back.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Isn't this the entire playbook of the Republican Party?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. You got it. You heard it. Victimhood.
See?
Patriotism.
Yes. Yes.
Why don't we, you know what? First of all, we need to stop calling it reparations and start calling it what it is, an invoice.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Bill past due.
Thank you. Georgia Democrat, I saved this one for you as well. Georgia Democrat Senator Emanuel Jones took a state Senate debate. likened Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas to an Uncle Tom who sold his soul to the slave masters. I'm just trying to tell you that what we have in the African-American community, when we talk about a person of color that goes black historically to the days of slavery and that person betraying his own community, we have a term in the black community that term we use is called Uncle Tom. Before going on to explain, it's meant to describe a person who back during the days of slavery sold his soul to the slave masters. Well, of course, there was a collective, you know, grasping of the pearls and, you know, when any black person dares to say that, right?
Yeah. But you know what? Because the thing is that people want to sit here in this comfortable space and never address it. That, look, we are dealing with it from Don Lemon from another thing. You know, he sat there talking about women over 40. You're supposed to be an ally. And what we're talking about is allyship.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And we have people who are supposed to be allies. I know it's hard for it's the same thing with the black cops who attacked a black man. Okay? Everybody, white people look at that and go, that's not supposed to happen. Something weird is, no. You can have people who are on your team, who are supposedly on your team, who are against you.
Right. Right. It's about power. It's like rape is not about sex. It's about power.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really seriously need somebody. Okay. This thing about Benadryl, it doesn't kill you. Right. And I think a few Benadryls in somebody's latte, I'm not suggesting this. I would never suggest it. But that can save, just for black people, could we just have just a few more days of Black History Month? I just would just like to just be off duty on blackness. But just like I'll take 48, I'll take what's left. Would be really nice. Just this last week. If somebody could just step in.
It's February 24th.
The Benadryl, but if you could step in and I don't just spray it in the general direction of that office.
Right?
Charles in Miami, you're on with Frangela. Hello, Charles.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi, good morning.
Hi.
First of all, do Democrats have a message and problem? I mean, as far as people jumping up and saying that Joe Biden isn't doing anything with Palestine, well, what about, I mean, are we calling them out in the House? As Hakeem Jeffries said, well, you know, where are the bills? Because they haven't come up with anything to remedy this problem or make it seem as if they're trying. And as far as Joe Biden, I mean, I didn't even think that he would be a good president, but he's turned out to be the best so far. And, you know, why aren't we, like, meeting him in the White House or even, meet him on the grounds of the White House and cheering him and applauding him and let him know, hey, we appreciate everything that you're doing. As far as Marjorie Taylor Greene, if she's saying she wants to succeed, and everyone is saying, well, the South isn't going to have any revenue like it's getting from the North. Does she want to go back to slavery? Does she want to go back to indentured servants? Because we've got another thing coming to us. That's if that's their plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry. Oh, Frangela, I think wanted to hear her stand up for white men. The most aggrieved. This is 21.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to stand up for white males here. The most mistreated group of people in the United States today are white males. They are blamed for everything. They're the scapegoat. Everything bad in America is because of white men. That's what you're told. That's what the media wants to tell you. That's what the Democrats want to tell you. They want to blame everything on white men because white men are bad and white men are racist and white men want to hold everybody down. They just want to be successful themselves.
Okay.
That still ain't gonna get you nobody. They still won't date you, Marjorie. Okay? No matter what you say and how much CrossFit you do.
That's right.
It still won't make you attractive.
Plus, I think we deserve a check from the GOP, black people, because they have been using us and using racism for their election for a really long time. And I have poisoning communities. Mm-hmm. We're war in Ukraine. What are they talking about?
Yeah.
African-American AP history classes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. We're going to just see if our internet is stable. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by American Cruise Lines. Why, you could go on a cruise right outside the door.
Yes.
That's how much rain we have. But If you want to take a real one, how about the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Right?
They're American... lovely.
I hear the weather there. It's nice right now.
Mm-hmm. American Cruise Lines. That's a new fleet of small cruise ships. You will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, Newport, the scenic rivers, intimate ports along Maine's protected coast. Marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, lobster.
Lobster.
Authentic lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can get there from here.
He can't help himself. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you relax on your private balcony. Their crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today, won't you, at AmericanCruiseLines.com.
A beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Well, these are crazy, stressful times, so what's your solution to relax? If you haven't tried CBD, you haven't experienced complete relaxation. CBDistillery.com has the best CBD products, including their top-rated Synergy Plus collection. No prescription needed. It's delivered to your door. You don't need a prescription, but this delivers a sense of calmness and well-being that'll make you wonder how you manage life without it. So what could possibly be this effective at taking the edge off of life and deliver a level of chill you've never experienced? It's called Unwind Synergy Plus THC and CBD. It's only available from CBDistillery.com, and you must be 21 or older to order. Unwind Synergy is remarkably formulated with full-spectrum CBD plus hemp-derived Delta-9 THC. Bottom line, if you could use a little peace and calm in your life, Unwind Synergy is for you. And with over 2 million customers, CB Distillery is the source you can trust. CBDistillery.com. Click on Synergy Plus. At checkout, enter Stephanie for 20% off. Again, the code is Stephanie, 20% off, CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
In this corner, weighing several tons, the challenger, your house. And in the red corner, weighing next to nothing, the undisputed champion of the world, Wildfire.
Well, Lou, this should be quite a monumental battle.
Yes, it should, bud. Oh, there's the bell.
Oh! Wildfire just charged out of that corner like a wildfire!
Yeah, but it can't seem to get anywhere near House.
That's because House is landscaped with water-retaining plants, which help keep Wildfire at a safe distance.
And, Bud, check out how Wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou! Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit! Oh! Wildfire is down!
Down and out!
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information,
Visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You know, baby, I was thumbing through the dictionary, trying to find words to describe you. I found one. You know what it is? It's
Stephanie Miller.
You see, Frangela, you see the kind of casual racism that goes on around here. Look at my precious, adorable Clyde, who just got shaved this week. Chris said he looks like a pipe cleaner with googly eyes. And that is just racist and wrong.
He is so cute. He's so cute. I can't stand it.
All right. People did tweet me, you know the dogs come in other colors other than white. I mean,
That's the only color of dog you've ever had,
apparently,
Stephanie.
Apparently, I am also a
it
racist.
It matches the decor.
Bonnie has some melanin. She has some brown in her, right? Bonnie, come here. All right. Frangela, by the way.
Bonnie is straight up black, okay? Let's just say.
Who is?
Bonnie is straight up black, and I know it.
Okay. If you have not seen Frangela live, how you living, boo? They're in Portland to record their live album tomorrow night. Tell us things about it.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Get your butt to
Curious
Comedy.
There you go. Did we freeze? Yes. Go ahead. Give me the plug.
Yeah, start
Curious
over again.
Curious Comedy. Yes.
CuriousComedy.org.
Okay,
there we go. All right. Sorry. We're having struggles in the rain with the interwebbles this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. But see Frangela live and then
in
Portland tomorrow night. Very exciting. We love playing Portland.
Yes.
Fantastic, sexy, liberal city. Right? Okay. I have no idea if
it's
our internet's
wonderful.
Working. Oh, it is
they
working.
They told
okay.
us, though, that the rest of the state isn't like that.
No.
Well, that's what I've heard. Yeah.
No. All right. Kevin in D.C., you're on with Frangela. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Frangela. Don't white supremacists break your brain with their doublespeak. For instance, Marjorie Taylor Gangrene and people like her. Just played a clip of talking about, you know, can't erase history, right?
Yeah.
Even if it's disgusting white supremacists like slave owners like them. But these are the same people who don't want, I'm confused, the same people like who support that maggot moron governor in Florida who wants to erase history about what happened to black people to make white kids feel bad. So which is it? You don't want to erase history in one way, but not the other. Or they tell us to get over slavery, but they won't get over losing the Civil War. They're probably the only losers that still have ridiculous dress-up parties celebrating it. So
they're not saying erase all history. They're saying erase history that makes Jaden sad. If it makes Jaden sad, yeah.
I see,
I'll put a John Brown statue right in front of her house. He's white.
All right. By the way, Karine Jean-Pierre talking about just this double standard, you know, that Trump did. There were 4,000 derailments. He didn't go to one of them, right? And it's his rail safety, regulations that were repealed Obama's safety precautions. Mm-hmm. And this is part of why this happened. Karine Jean-Pierre.
So I guess I'm just struggling to understand why the president wouldn't go to East Palestine. Does it simply not meet the bar for a presidential visit?
Look, I want to be very clear here. There's no reason to struggle, I don't think, on this question. I think when you look at how the federal agencies have responded from day one and took this very seriously and reacted within hours of the derailment and was on the ground.
Yeah, one more, Karine Jean-Pierre.
I think what's important is that we saw Secretary of the Department of Transportation there. I do want to say one thing, though, which is there's been a lot of bad faith attacks on Secretary Buttigieg. And the reason why we believe it's bad faith is if you remember Elaine Chao, she was the head of Department of Transportation, and when there was these types of chemical spills, nobody was calling for her to be fired. And nobody was calling for what they're calling on Mayor Secretary Pete.
Yeah.
It is pure politics. It's just pure political stunts, what and they're doing.
And there were 4,000 derailments. Relaine Chao didn't go to one of them. Just FYI. 29 minutes after the hour, Fridays with Frangela, Stephanie Miller's show.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Nearly a month after a fiery train derailment in Ohio, the federal government says safety is still the number one priority as it continues cleanup. Tom Sivaks with FEMA.
We have 49 personnel on the ground to support the federal effort. Our top priority remains to support and work with our local, state, and federal partners.
Norfolk Southern resumes operations tomorrow. Russian President Vladimir Putin refuses to withdraw his troops from Ukraine. CIA Director William Burns was on Face the Nation.
Putin, in many ways, I think, believes today that he cannot win for a while, but he can't afford to lose.
New Yorkers are remembering those lost in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Senator Chuck Schumer.
February 26 shook our sense of security here in New York. And of course, though we didn't know it at the time, the bombing presaged a much deadlier attack 8 years later.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Look, we believe that when you think about how this response occurred, right, how it's been going from literally since 2 a.m. February 4th, You've seen the EPA on the ground. You saw Administrator Regan doing a great job on the ground, making sure that he was with the community, talking, taking questions, working with the governor. You've heard from the governor directly, Governor DeWine, actually speak to the federal response that he truly appreciated the work that we have done for the community. So yes, the president is certainly, is again, staying updated on what is occurring on the ground, but also appreciative of the work that his multi-agencies have been doing over the past several weeks.
Thank you, Dark Brandon, for everything. Okay, can I just say, we can't have a discussion about anything in this country anymore because it's all, you know, Biden bad. Mm-hmm. That's all they care about is what they want to say Biden is doing wrong. First of all, Obama got his black, of course, all over the train regulations, so Trump had to get rid of those immediately, which is what caused this, right?
Yes, absolutely. I am going to invite us as Democrats to start behaving different, to start having different actions towards this behavior. And the first thing we need to do is puff our chests out, start banging our chests and going, look at our president all day long, all day strong, always getting, that is the vibe we need to send out. We need to stop being in reaction to their crazy, because it's going to be crazy all day long, yep, all day strong. And if we allow ourselves to be sucked into it,
yeah,
we get crazy too.
Yeah. Yeah. What do I call it all week? Just this casual treason, whether it's Marjorie Taylor Greene or, you know, when they talk about civil war, like it's not, you know, secession, overthrowing the government on January 6th, it's just become, you know, casual everyday talk for them.
Yeah, and I have no problem with them losing again. The reality exactly. Here is I will meet any of them, right? We can have this war between me and Francis and Marjorie and one of them. Pick one. What's his name? The one with dates the children, maybe.
Yeah, Matt Gaetz.
That one. Him.
Yes.
We can settle this fight right now.
And as we keep talking about they're the taker states. We're the giver states. There's a so-called national divorce who work out poorly for the red states, according to a new analysis that shows they depend heavily on blue states. The states won by Trump contribute far less to the federal budget than states won by Joe Biden. The Trump states, virtually every single state except for Utah, got back more from Washington than it paid, so it would not really work out very well to their advantage to leave. In fact, the top states for getting a better deal from Washington are Kentucky, Mississippi, and West Virginia. Red states tend to be above the national average in poverty. The blue states tend to be below the national average. The GDP is produced in these places, red counties 29%, blue counties 71%.
Yep, absolutely.
Right?
Let me tell you something,
They're
Stephanie.
The ones calling us socialists, right?
Thank you. Who are the welfare queens? But we don't call these people to task. We don't want to make them feel bad. We are allowing people to steadily create a reality that is untrue. And we are responding to their untruth as if it's true.
Yeah.
That's right. We've already consciously uncoupled from them mentally.
Yes.
We can do it financially now if they want.
Yeah. The analyst said they have huge economic deficits. They wouldn't have enough money for their projects. They wouldn't have new bridges. They wouldn't have federal installations in their districts. They wouldn't have food stamps, Medicaid to help cushion their residents against extreme poverty. It would be really tough and stupid economic decision. Again, the whole irony of this is you got Republicans who oppose kind of almost every kind of federal spending, who are the biggest beneficiaries of the federal spending that they oppose. Terrible idea for everybody in those red states.
I just don't. And here's the other thing. They don't want to educate their constituents. They don't want them to know. They want them to be drunk on the drug that they put, which is anger and anti-Americanism. It's exactly the plan that Tim Scott was talking about. It's effective. And it drives us insane. Yeah. So then we start acting like chickens, running around, as my mother would say, like chickens with their heads cut off, responding.
Yeah. Yeah.
She carried a gun, though, as a chicken. So that was it.
She did.
All right. We mentioned this during the break to each other, but I think it is worth noting one moment of bipartisan unity and that everyone hates Andrea Mitchell. Maybe that's not fair. But Ron DeSantis' team is also whining.
Alan Greenspan might not hate Andrea Mitchell.
That might be a strong word. But I'm
trying to figure out how this woman is always calling Biden too old. And does he have the stamina? And you can't sit on a chair and do your show? Do the show?
Without dozing off.
You fall asleep, but Biden? Biden are too old. Biden's gotten problems.
And you want a heroin nod.
A heroin nod. If you haven't seen it, you have to see it. It is, I mean, geez, I don't know why nobody ran out to check her.
Her producer clearly may not be a fan. It's like, stay on the four shot. Stay on the four shot.
No, that producer was like, she'll be fine. She'll wake up. Let her go.
Let her get going. She needs rest.
That producer was playing Wordle.
My latest thing was just how disrespectful she was to the vice president, right? It was like she was reading from the burn book on Mean Girls. Nobody likes you. They don't want you to be the candidate. What do you think about that? It's like, but is that journalism?
Andrea Mitchell is a Republican, and she is fine with how she reports, and she's always been that way.
Yeah. Well, I don't. Ron DeSantis' team is also whining, but that's what they do because they're the ass bitch party. Her on-air admission, she did not correctly summarize Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' position on teaching history, was not well received by the governor's team. She wrapped up her show by admitting she was imprecise in her interview with Kamala Harris, where she suggested DeSantis doesn't want slavery taught in schools. Well, for once, she was right. He doesn't want slavery taught in schools. But this is what I mean about they have to do the both sides do it and, you know, access journalism. So she said, Mitchell said, let me ask you, what does Governor Ron DeSantis not know about Black history and the Black experience when he says that slavery and the aftermath of slavery should not be taught to Florida school children? That's what she had to apologize for? That's essentially true, right?
Well, yeah. She apologized for it because she's never apologized for any of the other things she said.
She's apologizing for telling the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
And when the truth is that blatant, it hurts. It hurts Ron DeSantis for people to tell the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're getting ready. It's Oscar season, right? When is it? Is it coming up shortly?
March 13th.
March 12th.
Yeah.
12th?
The organizers for the Oscars are leaving nothing to chance after Will Smith stormed the stage and slapped Chris Rock. The CEO is pulling out all the stops to make sure, like, nothing that shocking will happen again. We have a whole crisis team, something we've never had before, and many plans. And what is there, an anti-slapping crisis team in place? I don't. Okay.
They just need Cher. All they need is Cher. Yeah,
exactly.
You don't need a
just
crisis
to slap
team.
Everyone.
Get Cher.
Snap out of it.
Okay.
Done. Problem solved.
Okay, so they
offered to be security. I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah.
Francis will slap them to next Tuesday.
Jimmy,
and the taste out their mouths. I love the opportunity.
Yeah, into infinity is what you said. I said I would slap someone into the middle of next election cycle, but infinity is, I don't know, somewhere.
Yes.
Okay, they've enlisted Jimmy Kimmel with the hopes his previous experience as a host, his work in live TV, will help them in the event of another viral moment. Only in Hollywood will we come up with a anti-slapping crisis team.
Look, we could have told you from the minute we saw, when I first saw Will Smith go, okay, I was like, uh-oh. That was the click. That was where you were supposed to, that was him loading the chamber. And then, we would have already been on it.
Marie in Atlanta. Hello, Marie. You're on with Frangela.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. I'm having a four-way?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You are a prosecutor that is not Fawnie Willis in Atlanta, correct?
This is true. I am the official Georgia legal lady, interim, until Fawnie's free. Might be a while, though.
Uh-huh. All right.
I called because I wanted to talk about the Jack Smith subpoenaing Mike Pence. Mm-hmm. And essentially, Mike Pence is trying to not comply. To be honest with you, I don't really think that this is a non-compliant situation.
White people don't have to comply. I don't know if you got the memo. White people.
Well, yeah, I mean, as a former black prosecutor, I totally get how white people don't have to comply with those things.
Yeah.
But I think Mike Pence wants to appear not to want to testify.
Yeah,
I think he wants to make it look like he's being compelled. But, you know, and I'm sure The only thing we're missing now is having Fugelsang on the show right now, because I'm going to throw it down.
Uh-oh.
The power of Jack Smith compels you.
Angela, I imagine you're looking forward to Ivanka's testimony. Pardon? You what?
I cannot wait for Ivanka's testimony.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Marie, what was I going to say? So Glenn Kirshner, that was surprising. He defended the very chatty Georgia forewoman, right? He said that in Georgia there's nothing, that is against the law about that. And she's a, young woman that's excitable.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Yeah. But he doesn't think it's going to have any legal consequence. What do you think?
No, I don't think that it'll have legal consequences, because she came close, but she didn't reveal the deliberations, like who thought what, or, how many people thought that they should return a particular thing versus something else. So there's not likely to be legal consequences on the basis of her having spoken out. Even still, and I agree with Glenn, I'd lawyer up if I was her.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Because who knows, she might find herself getting subpoenaed to testify in a hearing on a motion, either to motion to dismiss charges that might come up, or some other evidentiary motion that happens in the course of whatever trial that comes up as a result of the recommendation of the special grand jury.
Right. I gotcha. She was sort of the Kristen Wiig of the Fonnie Willis slumber party, was she not, Frangela? She was a little like, guys are going to believe what's going to happen.
I mean, excited. And she, she's like, oh, it's coming. Don't worry. It's coming.
Well, that's what Glenn
Kirshner. It's like a PSA, though, for jury service and for grand jury service, right? Because you're like, oh, it can be fun.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, Glenn Kirshner says indictments are coming too. That's all I care about. All right. Fridays with Frangela at 46 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Num 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 Omaha Steaks.
Oh, yeah.
You see, Fanny, my girlfriend's helping us with the internet thing. You know why?
Why?
Because I made her an Omaha Steaks filet mignon for Valentine's Day. Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's what she said. All right, that's how people feel. My sister, I sent her Omaha Steaks for Christmas. That's how people react when they get to, because they're just the best.
Delicious.
The best. Spring is in the air. That means some spring grilling time. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have made it so easy to spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale. Check this off, 50% off site-wide. You not believe the quality and the quantity you get with Omaha Steaks. Grab all your favorites, like those perfectly aged tender steaks, ocean-fresh seafood. That's me. Juicy burgers, incredible air-chilled chicken, and decadent desserts. Plus, when you go to omahasteaks.com and type in the promo code Stephanie, you get an additional $30 off your order.
Oh, my God!
Okay, everybody calm down. omahasteaks.com, the code is Stephanie. Get that additional $30 off when you shop their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required.
Oh, my God!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England with American Cruise Lines. Visit Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Bar Harbor while enjoying an authentic lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships, relax on your private balcony as our crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Let's go. Let's get cruising. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Hey, it's Stephanie Miller. Here's what we're talking about. Kevin McCarthy turned over the location and surveillance footage of every security camera in the Capitol to Tucker Carlson. He removed the metal detectors from the House floor. He put terrorists like Marjorie Taylor Greene on Homeland Security. The coup is an inside job, and it is ongoing. Thank you. Thank you. We are in mid-coup. Find the Stephanie Miller Show every Monday through Friday at 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on Progressive Voices.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool.
They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and 3 children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde's Morning Zoomies, brought to you by Dynavite.
Dynavite!
Super zoomy. It's just, you see me down here supplementing every day to make sure I get everything I need, even though I eat really well.
Too.
Yeah, look at you. Yeah. You're just waving them right at me. Okay. A lot of dog foods may lack the essential protein, healthy fats your dog needs. Even if you have a really good food, which I do, you just want to be extra. They're not like your children. They're your children. I use Dynavite's Meal Booster. It's a freeze-dried meat meal topper. It's loaded with protein and omegas. You just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious, meaty taste packed with all of the essential nutrients that can help support healthy skin and coat, gut health, and the immune system. Dynavite's so confident your pet will benefit. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase. You've got nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's Dinovite.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See site for details.
Maybe it'll help make Clyde smarter.
Clyde is handsome and romantic and smart. How dare you, sir? Fridays with Frangela is back. Also, maybe there was a headless, entity, woman that got into our internet because suddenly it seems to be...
No, it's not working yet, but I see lights.
Mm. Yeah, it's not working yet. It takes a bit.
You see lights?
Hold the light, Carol Ann.
Don't go to the light.
Go to the light.
Don't go to the light. Go to the light. Francis says this place is clean.
This place is clean.
I'm getting messages.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I think we're up.
I think we're up.
This house is clean.
I think
Frances just did it. When she says this house is clean, everything's fine.
We're up. We're back and running.
Okay, I don't know.
You guys are still on my phone, by the way, so if your internet goes out, that's what the problem is.
I don't know what to say. Hi, Liz in Georgia. You're on with Frangela. Hello, Liz.
Hi, my gang. I love you. Fridays is my best day, but the whole week. But I'm originally from New York. I relocated to Georgia. So what I wanted to tell you was at the end of the week, by mistake, I wind up watching the end part of the special that MSNBC had with about Giuliani.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of it, they did a memorandum for Eric Boulder.
They put a what? In memoriam.
They did a memoriam. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. So a memorandum?
They did a memoriam. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
They did a memorial for Eric Boulder at the end of it, and I was, like, so shocked. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I
just wasn't expecting that at the end of Giuliani.
Yeah, no, I hear, well, you know, on MSNBC. Can I just say, as someone that lived in New York in the, hello, Hot 97, good morning, everybody. Back in the 80s, if you're surprised about, like, oh, Rudy Giuliani, what happened to him? He's always been a despicable, racist piece of, right? I mean, I don't understand, you know, it's like, yeah, he's gotten crazier and older and clearly drunker, but, right? I mean, if you live...
Wasn't he married to a cousin?
I believe he was.
He was.
I believe that is also a fun fact.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you.
Yes.
To me, that takes you right out of I Got to Take You, Listen to You.
Right.
I mean, it just... When we date at family reunions, that is a part of America's problem.
Yes. All right. What I did not have time to talk to Glenn about the former Proud Boys trial. What's his, the guy that turned on him? Jeremy Bertino, the former leader, shed new light on the Proud Boys' growing desperation in the weeks before the riot. He apparently did not get to go because he was stabbed at a previous pro-Trump something rally. So, but he was home directing the other one. So he has, but it's just these texts back and forth. He recalled frenetically swapping texts with Terrio, you know, Enrique, the head of the Proud Boys.
Not Denny Terrio.
No. Please let's not drag Dance Fever into this again.
Okay.
He was swapping texts when they overran the Capitol. He expressed pride and amazement to Mr. Terrio, openly hoping the rioters would track down Speaker Pelosi. Brother, you know we made this happen. I'm so proud of my country today. I know, said Mr. Terrio. I mean, I'm so happy that all of these people are going to prison because they just, I mean, they were so openly sort of smug, you know, the guy with his feet on Pelosi's desk, the woman that stole her laptop, that they really thought they were going to do this, that they were going to overturn the government of the United States.
And that Trump was going to just make it all go away.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. I mean, and now they think that he's going to testify and try to help them. Trump has never helped. Trump's never helped anyone when himself. Oh, I missed this headline, Travis. Trump shares glowing internal report claiming his East Palestine visit was a ratings hit despite no major networks covering it.
Yeah.
I see. So in his head, he had super big ratings. They're huge.
Yeah, they were using like the most effusive words in that report just to make Trump happy. Yeah. Spectacular ratings.
His own people wrote a report to make him happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
He went and pelted them with 13-year-old expired water, Trump water. I can't. Okay. Francis, you made an impassioned speech about Democrats sticking together and standing behind Joe Biden. And so I could tell you were leading up to the Marianne Williamson for President 2024 campaign.
She running again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Bless her heart. You know what?
Sweet.
We need an injection of love. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If she brings that consciousness to this event, God bless it.
That was very sweet.
Aww.
It was a very liberal helper of you. Yeah, what? Oh, sorry. There's a lot of stuff going on around here. But by the way, happy flight to Portland to film your special or your comedy album tomorrow night.
Yes.
Nick Fuentes, the white supremacist influencer, had dinner with Trump at Mar-a-Lago, has been placed on the government no-fly list. So you can rest assured. He threatened to strangle a flight attendant who told him to put a mask on. So you can rest assured he will not be on your flight to Portland. So that's just wanted to leave you with some good news. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I might have enjoyed that.
Frangela Duo on Twitter. Go see them live if you can in Portland. Final word, idiot of the week, MSWmedia.com, sexyliberal.com. We love you, Frangela.
Love you. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
What is dadication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.